I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa has vowed tough measures to prevent further attacks that undermine a ceasefire with Tamil Tiger separatists. At least 115 people have been killed in the past month alone. The violence is also taking its toll on ministry, says Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan.
A lot of our workers had to be moved. They told, if you guys want to be safe, you better leave this place because it's not safe. We had significant church growth. Hundreds and hundreds of people have come to Christ in Eastern Province since our tsunami work began.
GFA has more than 250 churches in Sri Lanka. Next, Tanzania's stabilizing efforts are paying off, but not everyone gets the benefits. There are many who remain isolated not only from politics, but from people. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says that their missionary took up the challenge of reaching into inaccessible areas by boat around the Rukwa Valley.
We believe it's going to be opening up a new opportunity, and these people are not really reached with the gospel at all. So that gives us a great opportunity of evangelistic outreach that we did not have up to the time when we got that boat.
And Young Life is looking to build short-term service teams this summer to Mississippi. The First Presbyterian Church of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, sustained significant damage from Hurricane Katrina. Many in their congregation also lost their homes and everything they owned. Service projects may also include the surrounding community. The vision of service is to support this church as they work toward being a source of hope and healing in the Ocean Springs community. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We still have a few 2006 Mission Network News calendars available. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. Get your free calendar by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.